How did you spend your bye week?
You know, the better part of the week last week was spent obviously on trying to figure out you know, ways we could do some of the things we're doing better, and then getting you know, getting a head start on Buffalo, and certainly, you know, being prepared and ready to go for this week, you know, when the players come back tomorrow. I'm getting a little rest on the weekend, but you never get too far away from it.
Defensively, it looked like the Bills, you know, did some good things there against a tough Houston offense. So what do you see differently from them than maybe you saw in week four, if anything?
Well, there's, you know, I think that, you know, they played a little bit more base defense, played a lot more base defense against Houston based on the way Houston chose to play Buffalo. Houston was primarily in a two-receiver personnel grouping most of the game, and so Buffalo kind of stayed in their base defensive package, and you know, created some negative plays, which, you know, they did some of that in our game as well, and you know, I just think overall they're a team that they don't do you know, too many different things. They're just continuing to get better at the things that they do, and I think that's really, you know, that's something that over the long course of a season can really pay a lot of dividends. And you know, we were fortunate in our first game that, you know, that the game, you know, kind of stayed where it was in the end of the third quarter, because we started. I know we scored on our first drive, but we started slow, I would say, overall in the first half, and, you know, put the ball on the ground a bunch and had a lot of third and longs in our first game. And, you know, we're fortunate to have an opportunity to come out of that game, you know, playing better in the second half. But, you know, this is a defense that can certainly create a lot of problems for you. We know them pretty well, and they know us pretty well. And, you know, the second game of a division rivalry is always, you know, always kind of an exciting deal.
Josh, do you have much background yourself in terms of whether it was with Denver or St. Louis, in terms of when you were game planning against, let's say, like Talib, sort of what, you know, what strengths he had as a corner? That, and obviously the reason I'm asking is he's joining, you know, the Patriots, and it's the first time we've had a chance to talk to you guys since that deal.
Sure. I don't think I've actually played. Now that you mention it, I don't think I've actually played against them. The only time that I think we really had an opportunity to do that was in the preseason, you know, there this year. but we didn't play Tampa in St. Louis, didn't play Tampa in Denver. So I'm not real familiar with him. You know, we did a little bit of work on him in the preseason. You know, and he practiced hard, and you know, I thought was very competitive in our practices against them this year, but I don't really know a whole lot about them.
Josh, I was just wondering what your appraisal overall of Tom Brady's first half was. I think it was, the standard is so high when he throws 16 touchdowns and three picks. It's almost ho-hum. So that's one level. And the second level is his pocket awareness. There's times when it seems as if he's more discerning on when he's going to go ahead and get rid of the ball and live to fight another day than maybe he might have been earlier in his career. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that the quarterback in general, and Tom in specific, has really evaluated on his decision making, his accuracy, and his ability to, you know, take care of the football, and then ultimately get our offense into the end zone. And you know, I think that Tom's always trying to get better, is always working hard at it. Certainly things that he can do better than what we've done, you know, in the first portion of the season. And, you know, I know he'll work hard at trying to maximize his performance going forward. I think his pocket awareness and the things he does in the pocket, you know, I think that's always been a strength of his. I think he does a great job of understanding at the quarterback position. There's always you know, kind of an invisible clock in your head, and you know, based on, you know, the scheme or the protection, how many blockers we're keeping in, how many receivers we're sending out, you know, that may change or alter how much time you have to deliver the football. And I think he's very aware of, you know, of those different dynamics that happen on each pass play. And I think he does, you know, generally does a really good job of, you know, distributing the ball where it needs to be distributed, and also understanding, you know, on certain plays there's a time and a place to hold it, and there's a time and a place to you know, take the check down or throw the ball underneath or even throw the ball away and, you know, move on to the next play and try to get the first down some other way. So, you know, I think you know, he's somebody that obviously understands our passing game, and you know, his ability to operate within that system and do the right thing is certainly a big thing, you know, for us, and will be going forward.
All right, guys, let's take two more questions.
Josh, what have your impressions been, in a limited time since he's been back pressing, of Vasante Shenko? And I know you're probably not making the ultimate decision, but would you expect him to be an asset to the offense sooner rather than later?
Well, you know, Vasante's obviously been in the league a long time and has had a lot of productivity, you know, prior to being here. And I think that, you know, he had a few opportunities before he got injured there earlier in training camp, and then has only had a few opportunities, you know, since coming back. So I think in order to, you know, make a decision or to evaluate that, I think, you know, every day is important. Every opportunity that he gets is important. Every opportunity that we get to see him is important, in terms of trying to make a good evaluation. And you're right, you know, however that unfolds, you know, you're adding another competitive player to a competitive position on our team, and it's trying to get the best out of that position in general. So, I'm, you know, it's exciting to have another guy out there that can do some different things, has a skill set that's certainly been productive in the NFL before, and I think, you know, like I said, every day is going to be hopefully a growing experience for him as he gets better within our system, and we better understand how he fits into it as well.
Josh, what are your thoughts on the offensive tackles and the work they've done the first eight games, Solder and Vollmer?
You know, I think our offensive line as a whole, you know, has done a nice job, you know, and like every, you know, and like every position on offense, we have room to improve and room to grow and room to play better than we have. But I know we ask, you know, we ask a lot of different things out of our tackle position. We ask them to do certain things in the screen game, and they do. We ask them to pass protect, done single block, you know, some good pass rushers, and they've gone out there and really tried to step up and answer the challenge. You know, we ask them to pull and do certain things in the running game, and we run outside, run inside. So there's a lot of different functions that they serve, and I think that, you know, by and large, if you can protect your quarterback at, you know, and run the football and do some of those things and stay out of negative situations, certainly it reflects positively on the work of the offensive line, and I would say the tackles are, you know, a big part of that group.